Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics. Right through the Christmas season, enjoy other perennial favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at WCB. 3, 2. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at WCBE.org and like us on Facebook. I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is Cinema Classics.
Mm-hmm. Word up.
There's an actor who listened to Eminem to get into an angry, self-righteous frame of mind as Bill the Butcher while shooting Gangs of New York.
That can only be one guy. Liam Neeson.
Think not. How about Daniel Day-Lewis? And I'll tell you why Daniel Day-Lewis is your boy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he loves Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, does he?
And Robert De Niro is his A number one.
Is that
actor.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you so there are two of your favorites.
You can see a lot of De Niro in some of the later work of Daniel Day-Lewis, especially in Bill the Butcher and Gangs of New York. If it hadn't been played by Daniel Day-Lewis, it should have been played by Robert De Niro. But Daniel Day-Lewis, first of all, let's briefly talk about Gangs of New York. It's a flawed movie. Scorsese's love song to the early gangsters that, you know, gave birth to the gangsters that would populate his films.
It's a revisionist look at New York.
It's
and
flawed.
The immigration.
It's
wars.
Flawed.
Yes.
I mean, we don't have to. It's flawed.
Why?
John, it's flawed.
When its lead is Leonardo DiCaprio, of course it is.
And Cameron Diaz is the love interest. Daniel Day-Lewis towers above everyone else in that movie.
Yes.
And you know what would be a great director's cut of Gangs of New York? Just his scenes butted back and back, back to back.
Yes. What an amazing actor. He can go from My Left Foot, where he won the Oscar,
mm-hmm.
About an artist who can use only his foot to paint,
right.
And then go to The Last of the Mohicans.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think what Daniel Day-Lewis used to consciously do in the early stages of his career would be to choose roles that were thematically and in all other regards completely opposite to the role that preceded it.
Yes.
So, for instance, you remember he played the stuffy suitor in Room with a View.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes.
That was followed by My Beautiful Laundrette, where he played this gay punk street urchin.
Now,
okay?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The same year, yeah.
Right, in the same year. That's how
yes.
Right? So then you have My Left Foot. Right,
yeah.
He's completely
right.
Immobilized in a wheelchair. So what does he choose to do next?
Yes,
My Left Foot, where he's hurtling through the forest bipedally, lopping people's heads off with a tomahawk.
And then go to Age of Innocence.
And then you go to Age of Innocence, right? So he complements that back to that.
Yeah, excellent.
And so on and so forth. That kind of those diametrically chosen roles, it doesn't hold up these days, but I think that's definitely what he sought to do.
You even have it where you go, There Will Be Blood, for which he also won the Oscar. That's two Oscars by an international star. He's one of only two who have won our Oscar. And There Will Be Blood is followed by Nine,
mm-hmm.
which is not a great film, but again, a whole different role playing a director, an Italian
right.
director. And then he flips to what I think is his greatest role and maybe the greatest historical drama ever produced.
Wow.
Lincoln.
Spielberg's Lincoln. And that's why we're talking about
yes.
Daniel Day-Lewis. You're going to hear that name over and over again come award season. But let's talk about why this guy is considered to be one of the great living screen actors. Take a shot.
First of all, he has it in his DNA. His dad was the head of Ealing Studios. And, his grandfather was. 3, 2, 1. Let's look at his DNA. His grandfather was the head of Ealing Studios. Then his father was the poet laureate of England, C. Day Lewis.
Well, yeah.
So right away, you know, somewhere there's an artistic gift in his blood.
Sure, and I can prove it. I have some of his DNA right here.
it's good.
Very sticky.
Right.
Don't drop it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he devotes himself... 3, 2... obviously he devotes himself to his roles the way that a young De Niro did and no longer does.
Right.
He becomes these people.
Sure.
Also, in a way that De Niro didn't do, Daniel Day-Lewis can become these historical figures.
Well, look, in Mohicans, he went out and he tracked and, what did you say, eviscerated animals.
Okay.
Learned how to shoot a bow and arrow, blah, 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 and all that stuff. As a butcher, he, of course, you can imagine.
Right.
He lived as a butcher.
Yeah.
And in fact, he recently was cobbling in Florence.
Right. He took a, he took a break from screen acting to become a cobbler. Now, fortunately, he wasn't playing famous shoemaker.
But this guy is totally eccentric. And Spielberg had to fly to Ireland to convince him to be in this movie.
Well, you can see why he would resist that role at first. Why would you take that role?
Yeah.
One, it's been done 100 times.
Right.
It's been done to the point of spoofery, and you know it becomes
yes.
a joke.
Yes.
So I can see why he resisted it. Also, you want to resist the urge to play this guy as a saint, you know. But I think once he understood that the role was going to be surrounded by the politics that Spielberg indulges
yes.
in, and not the outsized grandeur of the Civil War and the drama
Correct.
Of slavery. Yes. It was about the politics.
Oh, it was, yeah.
And his mastery of them.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what sealed the deal when Daniel Day-Lewis decided to take the role.
Yeah, and there are other things not quite as deep as that. I mean, we obviously he lives the roles, but one of the great English actors, Sir John Gielgud,
mm-hmm.
said this about him, and he said he had what every actor in Hollywood wants, talent. And what every actor in England wants, looks.
Yeah.
So he had two good things
That's
going
for him. That's what Gielgud said?
Yes.
About Daniel Day-Lewis?
About Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow. interesting anecdote about Lincoln and how Daniel Day-Lewis, you know, rumor has it that when he becomes these characters on set, he is those characters.
Right.
You cannot speak to him as Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right.
You're only going to get responses as the character.
Yes.
Well, he worked very closely with Tony Kushner, the playwright, Pulitzer
yes.
Prize-winning playwright
right.
that wrote the screenplay for Lincoln. They built the character together, and then the day before shooting, Daniel Day-Lewis said, "Tony, I got to call it off. I'm not going to talk to you anymore after tomorrow." Kushner says he was heartbroken over this. And on set, indeed, Daniel Day-Lewis did not speak any longer to him. However, Kushner started receiving texts from President Lincoln.
Yes.
And Day-Lewis was communicating with him via text. Although, I don't know how that works in his method
what?
Acting scheme, but
in the courtship,
he's not totally gone, is what I'm telling you.
In the courtship between Spielberg and Day-Lewis, at some point when Day-Lewis had decided to do it, he started sending Spielberg little vocal recordings of Lincoln, because Lincoln had a very high voice,
mm-hmm.
and he had imitated the high voice.
They have recordings of Lincoln?
No, he imitated him.
Oh, he imitated him.
So Spielberg started getting these recordings with his very high-pitched voice, and he realized it was Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow.
So, yes, so exactly.
I guess in closing, if you'll indulge, we don't have a whole lot of time on this show, so I mean, we could sit here and articulate why the guy is great.
Yes.
Let me just, when I'm sitting in the theater, I'm watching a Daniel Day-Lewis performance, I feel like there is a density on screen. Like there's something I can almost, his performances are so rich and dense and real that I feel like they're three-dimensional. Like I feel like it's out, like I could reach out and grab it. I know that's really abstract, but that's about the best way I can describe why this guy is so great.
And I've often said to you that I, in my written reviews of films, infrequently will you ever find me commenting on the acting, because I think it is so difficult to describe what that magic is that a De Niro or a Day-Lewis can bring. Perhaps he analyzed himself very well when he said this: "I suppose I have a highly developed capacity for self-delusion, so it's no problem for me to believe I'm somebody else."
Wow, that's interesting. And you know what? Sorry, one last time. When I look back at all the work he's done, he hasn't played anybody as small and real as himself. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be great to see Daniel Day-Lewis in a movie like Jerry Maguire, where he was just kind of playing a regular guy?
Yeah, he would be a fascinating subject.
Maybe, yeah, right. maybe we'll not know how great an actor he is until he plays something, someone small.